This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is brought to you by fallterms.com.
Connect with your college life. Visit fallterms.com. It's a free, educated site for things like college dating and social networking, with amazing features like campus chat, live streaming with classmates, classified ads, college news, even student discussions. At fallterms.com, you can catch up with old college friends, meet new friends. You can even get the scoop on the colleges you like to attend from students at the college. That's fallterms.com. Your college life starts now.
This episode is also brought to you by Steve Des here at wakeupnow.com. Yo, hey, you that's listening to me. Yo, you want to change in your life? I can help you out, man. You have any sort of dream, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what it is. If your dream is to go travel the world, anywhere in the world, I can help you achieve that dream. If your dream is to become a professional wrestler, I can help you achieve that dream. If your dream is to open your own business and become a master chef, whatever it is, I can help you out. Just go to stevedes.com/workwithme. And there you see everything, absolutely everything that I can help you with. I'm going to help you one-on-one. I'm going to coach you. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your mentor. I'm just going to help you get to that level that you want to get. Because me personally, I achieved way more of the dreams that I had for my own self. And I surpassed a lot of expectations that I had on my own self and other people have for me. And it's all because of the power of self-belief. It's such an important thing. And because of my people, Wake Up Now, because they help you financially. So money's not a problem. If you want to get together on this amazing positive movement that I'm part of, go to stevedes.com and click on the tab that says Work With Me. There's all information there, all videos, everything you need to find out about this amazing movement. If you're not doing something with your life right now, if you're not helping others achieve their dreams, you're not doing nothing with your life right now. So please give yourself a chance, give your dreams a chance, and go to stevedes.com and click on the Work With Me tab. And I'll catch you guys on the other side. All right? All right. All right, guys, you ready to get this party started? I am so ready. Let's go.
You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
About to hit ya.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse.
To the new age.
shaking. Freaking powerful is that song, guys. Radioactive. God damn, man. That song just goes through my... Man, if you listen to that song, not just like on the radio in your car. Well, if you're in your car and you actually have the single like in your iPod or something, and you listen it to like, you know, with the windows all up and everything, and the music just blasting out of the speakers... Or with your headphones, like I'm jamming right now. Like, that song is really freaking powerful, dude. Because it's like, it's about like the power of the human being, you know? It's just like an awakening. It's something like incredible that happens so not often in life. Because it always happens at some point in life, and there's many people and you meet throughout, you know, history tells you, people that you know as well, and yourself probably, that sometimes when you go and you chase for something in particular, like that journey there, or you know, that determination to get to that destination, it takes you to different paths. It takes you to be way more than you could ever be. It takes you to be a greater you that you yourself didn't know existed or was possible. And that's the beauty about life in general, is that if you always follow your dreams, it will take you to a million places that you never in your wildest dreams thought you will ever venture. But it's just amazing the realization that it gives you about yourself, about the world, and about everything in life. And me, of course, I'm a witness of this. And the thing is, I'm slowly realizing a lot of things about my life and a lot of things about myself in general that have been slowly being like developed and shown to me in different mediums and different forms. Like, for example, I'm like a hardcore meditation fan now. And I recommend it to anybody listening to this podcast or watching me right now on YouTube or on Ustream or wherever. Right now, that meditation is an important thing. You should do it like the same way you go and you take a shower, and the same way you go and brush your teeth, and the same way you take, you put different clothes on every day, the same way you should meditate every day. Like, you should do it at least for like 10 to 20 minutes, you know? Like, me personally, I do it 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night. But in between, I also do, I meditate. I do walking meditations. I do in the park meditations. I do waiting around meditations. I do all sorts of kinds of meditations. There's actually an app called Buddhify 2, actually, on the App Store. And I think it's like 99 cents or something like that, or maybe $2. And it's a great app. And it just teaches you how to meditate anywhere, pretty much anywhere. So if your excuse is like, oh, I don't have time, I work too much, I got too much school, whatever it is, then, you know, now you ain't got no problem. Because if you're walking, there's a walking meditation. If you're in the bank waiting in line, there's actually a meditation for that too. If you're in the park just chilling, same thing. If you're stressed, ooh, there's a meditation for that. There's so many things. And I'm not getting paid at all to like even push this product. It's just something I personally use. And I think it's great. It has helped me so much with my life. And my life is so amazing, guys. And this episode, I'm probably going to brag a lot. And I'm sorry. And I apologize because I don't like to brag. But I have to because there's many things about my life that for many people, many people, they seem like, even for me, they seem pretty incredible that I've reached it now. But it, for a lot of people, it seems super amazing. Like, I'm like, whoa, George Clooney now, which I'm not. I wish I had that type of money, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not. I don't have it. So what I'm saying is some people, like, really view me as this big guy, you know, and I'm because I've been already on TV shows, commercials, movies, different types of things. And that's great and dandy. But and for some other people, they're like, wow, Steve really did it. Steve really made it. Like, it's awesome. You know, I feel amazing for him. And but for me, the thing is, it doesn't seem like such a big accomplishment. Doesn't seem like it. You know why? Because I already kind of knew this whole thing was going to happen. Today, I talked to this homegirl, and she was telling me about her, you know, goals and dreams and everything. And I was asking her, what are your goals? What are your ultimate goals and dreams that you want to accomplish in life? And she told me, you know, I want to have like a bakery / coffee shop, you know, and open it and stuff. And I'm like, oh, cool. And you like, you know, what we like to sell, you know, like pastries and things like that. And then at night it will be like more like dinner, you know, for the adults. I'll be like, oh, yeah, because definitely in the pastry. And she's like, I want to have different themes. Like, one is this and one is that. I'm not gonna give the whole idea away because I don't want nobody to steal it. But she said things and that, blah, blah. She was decorating and saying a bunch of stuff that it made it like a whole business. Like, she was like, yeah, and I'll have it in different locations. I'll have one in New York. I'm one in Florida. I'm one here. And she was really, like, telling me things word by word that she was envisioning everything that was going to happen. And one of the things that I tell you guys is, like, if you have a dream, no matter what it is, of course I can help you. You go to Steve Dez, you go to stevedez.com and click on work with me. Oh, shameless plug. You go there and, you know, I'll help you out with any sort of dream that you're trying to accomplish. I'll make it happen, and I promise to you that I'll make it happen with you, okay? And besides that, like, I'm saying, if you envision something, like, for example, if you want to become this professional basketball player, if you want to become this freaking, I don't know, let's say a politician, not really something I will ever aspire, I would think, but who knows, maybe one day Steve does a politician, who knows, Steve does president of the United States, oh my God, I don't know. For example, like, if you envision things really specific, like, really, like, you can see things, basically, envision things, like, I guarantee you, if you just take action, those things will become real, and those things will become better and better and better. The more you envision it, and the more you, like, you put in your head, like, whoa, like, yeah, I'm going to have a restroom here and there and blah, blah, blah. Because this is something that happened to me a long time ago. And this is the story now. A long time ago, I was imagining the perfect life. Because, you know, I was constantly thinking of, like, wow, my perfect life looks like this or whatever. Or people will ask me, like, oh, Steve, what would you like to, like, live in for a long time? Where would you like to settle? Where would you like to go? And whatever. I'll be like, L.A. and do this. And then I would be like, yo, but I'm going to have like one house in LA, then like one house in Puerto Rico. There's like, I'm going to have an apartment in Florida, and then I'm going to have an apartment in New York, because Puerto Rico, I have a home because, it, you know, there's, you know, it's, I was born and raised in, you know. And then in Florida, I got a bunch of family. I was raised there too. In New York, I got a bunch of family, and New York is in my heart. And LA, it's my base, you know. It's the place I come, and it gave me all the freedom that I have now, and it made me grow as a human being, as a man, and as a person, you know. And I love it here. I just love it. And basically, with you know, with all that, I was like, yeah, like that would be cool. That would be like, I guess, the perfect life. And the thing is, I thought of that, and 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 I thought of that a lot. Then I came to LA, and, you know, I'm chasing the things that I'm chasing, and I was trying to do, you know, I'm doing a bunch of stuff, and then I was like, hey, if I want a big house in Malibu, for example, then, like, it's going to take me a while, but I'm going to get it, but it's going to take me a while to get it. But I was just thinking about that. I wasn't thinking about the past. I wasn't thinking about the whole Florida and all the Puerto Rico and New York. I was just thinking about, okay, I want to get like a big house in Malibu, just because Malibu kind of reminds me of home, because they're close to the beach and it's pretty quiet and peaceful. And yeah, a big house will be great in Malibu. You know how expensive that shit is? Like, it's pretty expensive, guys. Just to let you know, like, Robert Downey Jr., Nicki Minaj, like, those type of people live there, you know? And, of course, a lot of white people. No offense. No offense, guys. No offense. I'm just talking truth. I'm just talking knowledge to you guys. No, but, like, you know, I say, you know, I'll live there because I know myself. I know how far I can push, how hard I can push. I know everything about me, or I thought I knew. And yeah, and like, and then the whole, you know, fast forward, and I got introduced to this freaking amazing company. Honestly, it's like, I, you know, and they don't, I don't have to be sponsored by them or absolutely anything, but I just love them to death because they literally opened my eyes. They literally woke me up. The company's called Wake Up Now. And they just changed my life, dude. Because it's like, not only was I wrong as a kid in the sense of, like, I was like, okay, I gotta, because everybody told me, you gotta get something and stick to that, you know? So if you want to become a doctor, you do all your efforts to become that doctor. If you want to become an actor, you put all your efforts and you try to become that actor. If you're trying to become a veterinarian, the same drill for everything. You take one thing and you go for it. You take one thing and you go for it. You take one thing and you go for it. You know, you struggle until you get there. And, but that's a big fat lie. That's a big mistake. That's something that society makes you think. And it's not something that people should be going for anymore. Right now, I am telling you, you got the possibility of becoming a bunch of things. You're not just one thing. You're not just a doctor. You're not just a mom. You're not just a husband. You're not just, you know, a doctor. You're not just that. You're more than that. You have many skills, and you can do absolutely more. You don't have to just stick to one thing. The only reason we go for things, specifically professions like becoming doctors, it's because, you know, if you go for it and you work hard and you work really, really hard and you get there, then you can make a lot of money, which means security for you and your family. But right now, with technology, with all different things, with websites, with one thing I believe highly is the internet. This show right now is broadcasted to in the internet, and I love the internet so much because it gave me life and it gave me everything that I know. And right now, I'm Wake Up Now. It's just revolutionary, you know. And basically, with the internet, it just made, you know, tons of millionaires, billionaires, and all those people. Like, for example, Mark Cuban, he the only reason he has a bunch of money is because of a website. Somebody bought a website for him, oh, give me $1 million, give me a couple million. And he started investing, and boom, 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 more money, more money, more money. So same drill is that, you know, the internet is something that specifically, of course, the old generation is not, doesn't look too much into it because they don't necessarily understand it. But the capabilities right now that anybody possesses, anybody. Of course, there's people right now that don't have computers and don't have things like that. But for example, if you have a computer, and not only a computer, you as a human being, you know how much you're capable of. That if you put in work, if you put, there's a site, and I'm going to give a shout out to this site because it's freaking amazing. It's called Give It 100. Give It 100.com. Give It 100. And that website is a freaking amazing site, and I use it every single day. And it's a website that you put whatever you want to develop in 100 days or in a year or unlimited time. You decide. Like, I'm writing three grateful things every morning. I'm writing three things I'm grateful for in life. And I'm doing that for 100 days. And you can put absolutely anything. I want to learn how to do the splits in 100 days. I want to learn how to tango in 100 days. I want to learn how to feed my dogs properly in 100 days. And if you're not feeding your dogs properly, you got a problem. I'm just letting you know. You should not be allowed to own pets because that's a serious issue, sir. That's something that... Wow, I don't know. You got some problems, sir. You got some big problems, okay? Yeah. Yay-o. That's what happens in the podcast. Like, I'm talking about a topic and then I forget. Because I take, you know, a little water break, and I don't get where I was at. It's like I reset every time I go like and take a sip of water. Like I just reset. It's just it's not there, dude. I know I was talking about Radioactive. That song is really powerful. Yeah, it's like, you know, inspires you. It's like moves you forward. It's like, yeah, son. No, I was talking about, basically the capability of human beings. It's crazy how, you know, you get hypnotized as a kid, you get freaking hypnotized. There's many things about society in general that are so freaking wrong, and they're built that way to, like, you know, we're gonna fuck you up, we're gonna bring you down, we're gonna keep you there, you know. And it's crazy how people in general have, just because it's been for years and years and years and years and years that way, they just eat those lies and eat those things. But thankfully, there's something like the internet that now people are becoming more aware of. And the new generation now, the up-and-comers, the ones that are still now are getting from the older generation going like, stay away from that internet thing. That's not going to do anything good for you. It's going to mess up your vision or something. And no wonder and those people are becoming the next Pharrells and freaking becoming the next Steve Diz. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I put myself in the level of Pharrell Williams? What? Get the hell out, Little John. I don't know what that was all about, but Little John is crying in my hallway, and I don't seem to know what's wrong with him. I just told him to get out because he was interrupting my podcast. But now that I'm back, no, man, like, it's crazy how, like, for example, I my biggest passion in the world, honestly, the thing I fell in love with as a kid has been stand-up comedy. if you take everything away from me, you just leave me with stand-up, dude. Because that's awesome, dude. I honestly, it is such a great art form. It's just, you know, it's basically you, you know. It essentially is you, and you making people feel good and have a great time and just, you know, having that moment with them. And it's just great. And thankfully, you know, this past couple of years, I've just learned to just truly be myself on stage and just pour it out, dude, because I felt kind of trapped at first in, like, a character of some sort, or not necessarily character, but more like, you know, a bit over the top. I felt like, you know, a bit disconnected and maybe a little bit of lies wrapped in it. But literally the past, I would say, year and a half, 2 years, I completely changed. Like, it's been crazy. I literally been there myself, and people love it. So, in a way, I feel like I'm doing less work by just being myself and not, like, really actually, like, you know, going crazy or whatever. But, like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to get just that connection and seeing all that. And from that route, you know, I went to the writing path. Like, I got this, I went to Vegas. I was doing some shows over there. It was pretty sweet. I'm a workaholic, guys. That's the thing. When you find something you're good at, then you never work a single day in your life. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing the hell out of it, I'm pretty sure, but it's something like that. And I, honestly, you know, everything that was showbiz directed, everything that had to do with show or business, one of them too, I love. So, I was just working all the time. So when I was doing stand-up, I was also filming some commercials for a couple companies. I think one was for Coke Zero. Another one was for, can't remember, dude. I think Lego, Logitech. I have a couple companies. But I was doing those things. And then on top of that, I was writing a TV pilot that was due in like 3 weeks for Fox in New York. So I was pretty darn busy. And be mindful, in the eyes of the world that at this moment, I'm just a kid, because I was probably, 18 at this time? Yeah, guys, pretty impressive, huh? Pretty impressive. They call me a genius. No, the genius is within everybody. Just letting you know, I'm an average kid. I just love what I do. I really do. So I was like sleeping nothing, because, you know, Vegas is the city that never sleeps. And so I was, you know, up and down there, just going to casinos and whatever. Because I was still, you know, having a good time, and I need to get a feel for the city, because it was like my first time there. So I need a feel for the city in order for me to, like, even crack some jokes about the city and get a little local. So I was up and down doing all that, and plus I was riding a pilot. And plus I was filming the commercials and doing all that. So basically I didn't sleep. I honestly didn't sleep. The good thing is I had plenty of rest before getting there, because the plane ride was pretty long. That was honestly the most I rested. It was just in the plane. I don't even remember sleeping that much. Maybe like I had like one, because I stayed there for like a week and a half. It was the tour was for like sis for like 8 days, so something like that. And basically I never slept. And I, you know, of course I thought, man, because that's the reason I didn't sleep, because he was like, I was like, there's no way I can do all this. It's like, it's a lot. It's like, I will have to cut sleep. And that's what I did. And I actually did it. And it was done. And the pilot was finished. And it was copyrighted. And it was sent to New York. And New York loved it. And they gave me a deal. And they won. I wanted some switches on it. But some, you know how, well, not Hollywood, but in this case, New York. You know how New York works. And they wanted to just do a lot that I wasn't pretty happy about. And so we parted ways. But at the end of the day, it was delivered and we had it and we had a deal. And but we took it somewhere else and everything was great. So, yeah, I still won. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. But I did it. That's the thing. It's like, you know, you set a goal, you set like a deadline or you set a thing and you accomplish it. Deadlines are great. Deadlines are great. It motivates your stress. Stress is good because stress drives you to push more, to push higher, to push to a better you. So don't think of stress as a bad thing. Think of stress as a good thing because it's putting you on the right path, really. So that's why you gotta struggle sometimes. You gotta struggle, 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 struggle. What? It's like an Ethan EC3 type of TNA sort of tribute. His theme song is Trouble, 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 Trouble. Yo, if you're a first-time listener and you think that what I just did is crazy, then you better get used to that, because that happens a lot on this show. All right, I'm just letting you know. Not your brother. You, I'm talking to you, sir, with the polo on. You know, you got that one unbuttoned button on that polo. On that polo. Should have got that apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit the pole. No, she hit the floor, right? I said she hit the pole. Why would she hit a pole? It's like, Steve, are you stupid, really? Like, why would she hit a pole? Like, what would be the point of her going like, hit the pole? That could be a new dance. Hit the pole, 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 hit the pole. I told you guys, this shit happens a lot in the podcast. I told you, I told you, I told you. So, yeah. Yeah, yo, I'm tired of using technology. When you sit down on top of me, hey, yo. That's crazy, dude. Justin Timberlake is just straight through. He goes like, hey, yo, I am tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? What type of gangsta fucking line is that, dude? Like, of course it had to be Justin. No, not even. Like, that's one of the people that you don't even expect to throw a line like that. Be like, why don't you come sit down on top of me? What the hell? Like, like, that dude's straight a G. Either he's a straight G or somebody wrote the fuck out of that line and gave it to him and be like, yo, you should set this line because it's going to make you a gangster. And he goes, lie. Girl, I can't wait for you to come get good looking. Why? How long have I got my suit and tie? I'm going to go on the hunt tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Okay. Back to the positivity session. I was having too much fun, guys. I'm just having a lot of fun. And that's what you should do. You should have a lot of fun and you should do many, many things that are great and amazing in life. I think it's just ideal. It's just ideal that you should do such a thing. It's just something that you should do. I am just letting you know that you should do that. Okay? Just you should do that. I'm just letting you know. Okay? Now, guys, I want you to listen to this. It's just like, this is honestly the key to happiness. And this is by my brother, Joe motherfucking Rogan, ex-host of Fear Factor and commentator of the UFC. And he hosts his own podcast called the Joe Rogan Experience Podcast. Boom. So basically him and Eddie Bravo discussing about, like, the, you know, the key to happy life. And I'm an honest believer of this. Say what you want to say, but I'm telling you, this is the key to happy life, and this is the key to success. Honestly, the key to success is this. So listen up.
The key to a happy life is, even though you're busy, you're still busy with things that you enjoy.
Yeah, I'm not complaining at all, man. Every day I love my life, man. I'm not complaining. I'm just really busy.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's hard to, you know, I got to calm myself down and counsel myself. Dude, you're a lucky motherfucker. Smile. You should be laughing right now. You should be enjoying the moment right now. What the fuck are you doing stressing about this and stressing about that? Forget about that. Every day I gotta set myself straight.
That stress, though, is also what keeps you pushing forward. That's what makes you, what motivates you. That same drive, even though sometimes it stresses you out, it's all this energy that you built up to try to become successful. It's very hard to become successful and be really laid back at the same time. And a lot of times people just don't push far enough. It's just, you gotta learn when to chill out and when not to. But in order to really push forward, you gotta be pretty intense, you know, to really get shit done. There's no way to just, it's hard to be laid back and to get shit done, you know? You gotta gear up.
Boom. You heard that, guys? You heard that, guys? And now I'm gonna throw you some knowledge. Guys, honestly, if that didn't bring you to a better mood or a better sense of what life is about, listen to this. Just listen to this.
Said, you know, you really make it my day so much better. I'm just driving. I'm doing these, like, hard jobs or manual labor jobs.
And it makes
just,
it enjoyable.
Yeah, it makes, and they love it.
How many people did we talk to that's like, you're changing my life. You changed the way we think. You changed, you know, I mean, we keep hearing that same thing, that same theme over and over again. You know, I'm like, I'm hanging out with you guys, and I'm thinking like you guys, and I'm thinking positive, and I'm trying to enjoy my time here and surround myself with friends who are like-minded. You know, it's the most important thing you can do. Be positive, have fun, enjoy your time, be fun to be around, surround yourself with other people that are the same way, and every day you're laughing. Look at us. Joe Diaz, every day, are we laughing?
We're laughing.
Every day we're laughing.
Every day. They are laughing. And that's honestly how you should live life. Honestly, there's no other way you should be living life. There's no reason why you should be stressing. There's no reason why you should be struggling. There's no reason why that should be a pattern in your life. I am telling you right now, you have the power right now. If you're unhappy with something in your life, whatever it is, you have the power to change it. As truthful as I can get, that's the way it goes. You have the absolute 300% power to change your state of being, the state that you're currently in. You have it. You have it. And honestly, if you need my help because you can't find your own solution on yourself, I'll help you out. I'm letting you know. I will help you out. Whatever it is. And the biggest excuse is money. And I'm already telling you, we wake up now, boom, that's eliminated. Absolutely obliterated. Yeah, guys, I'm telling you, you have all the skills, you possess all the power. If you really want something, you just got to go get it. You have to go get it. If you want to become a pretty good piano player, like, go ahead and practice. Take some lessons. Learn. There's YouTube. There's freaking apps that show you, click here, and this is how you play Mi, Re, Do, whatever. Like, there's many things. There's absolutely zero excuses, especially in this day and age. And that's why also maybe parents, grandparents, you know, the older generation, some of those people maybe, because some of those people understand, no matter if they're old or whatever, but like some other people, like the, a lot of them, like they don't understand necessarily the whole movement of the internet and technology and everything, because it's so, it's moving so fast and everything is not the same way. Like the same way we communicate right now, it might seem like, oh, a phone, whatever. It's just a phone. Everybody has a phone. But dude, if you come to realize, it was like 15 years ago that like there was no phones. Absolutely, like, well, not like no phones, but like the, like those slim cell phones, they didn't exist. Everybody had like pretty much landlines. There were pay phones on the street. And like 5 years before that, 10 years before that, like, what was it? Like, it like things change fast. History is just happening and happening every day. And sometimes life flashes between your eyes. Like you go and like you stop and you're like, watch yourself and you go like, damn, a lot of time has passed. One thing I'm extremely grateful for, and I am glad I continue to do it, and I will continue to do it until, who knows, until I'm gone, basically. But it's YouTube videos. I've been really, 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 really lucky that I started YouTube, like, basically when it started. YouTube started, like, back in, I would say, 05 or so. And I came in, like, 06. I late 06, 07. And ever since then, I've been just making videos left and right, left and right. I have thousands. I'm kid you not, thousands of videos online. Like it will take you months to like watch them all pretty much. And you know, basically my life is on YouTube. At least, yeah, like a big chunk of my life is on YouTube, and I'm pretty grateful, because it at least at the end, I honestly, you know, well, I care about the people that watch it, but at the end, one of the reasons I really did it as well, it was for me to look back, you know, like go back and be like, yo, look at me. Like, that was me at the time. I could remember the way I was thinking at the time. I could remember everything, what was going through my life, any struggle that I went through, everything. And I was recently, actually yesterday, I was watching a playlist that I got full of, like, it has like 20, 24 videos or something like that. Videos of me going in this little section that I have on my little segment that I got on my YouTube channel that's called Update Mondays. And I've been doing that since probably 2009, 2010, something like that. It hasn't been that long. It's been like 4 years. Which is not long if you think of, like, you know, 10, 20 years. But, like, still is a pretty, you know, reasonable amount of time. Like, a lot of change happens within 4 years. And it's crazy how, like, I look back at that. And one thing that really touched my heart was in, like, Update Monday number 2, I believe. I say to the camera, I say, I think it was like a question of the day, and I said like, "Oh, what do you look forward? What do you most look forward in the future?" And I said, "Well, I look forward to like really becoming this actor and comedian, like, you know, in Hollywood and stuff. I look really forward to that." And just watching that, and watching me, like, really sincerely, like, I see that I'm really hoping for it, because I don't know that if it's going to happen. But I, deep down inside, I'm like, it's going to happen. I'm like, yeah, it's going to happen. But like, I don't, I was just hopeful, really hopeful. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing my face because it's on video. And it just made me smile. It just made me really appreciative of everything I've accomplished, because I've accomplished a lot, dude. A lot. And it's crazy that I'm still a young gun. I still got plenty, sir, plenty of more years on this earth. And I'm gonna bring tons of happiness, man. I'm going to honestly one thing that many times I really felt it was possible, but many people and society and just everything was telling me, no, it's not possible. And that was change the world. And I am actually changing the world already. I'm just saying, like, changing the world on, like, a major scale. And, but I've realized that I'm already changing the world, because this whole podcast, you know, is like opening people to like more positive thinking and more like, you know, expand their minds into many different situations that's going, mainly about my life, you know what I'm talking about, but mainly about like the world too, because I like opening you guys, you know, to like everything that's happening. And, It's just great, guys, that if honestly, if you go for your dream, dude, go for your dream. Please don't have any, there's no reason for excuses. There's no reasons for excuses, man. You know, one thing I realized about Hollywood, period, this off the record, is that I you know, it was like college for me. For example, when I went to college, I went to community college. And when I went there, I really, deep down in my heart, I thought I wanted to get the degree. I thought that's what I wanted. When I went there, I said it was cool. And I went to state after. I went to UF, University of Florida. And I said it was cool. And then I applied for a scholarship, not for a scholarship, but I applied for a school to audition for a school that it was situated in New York and LA, and they got me in, and they gave me an acting scholarship. So I flew to LA, and I went there. I also went to online college. Back when I was in Florida as well, and I went to improv, like, I went to Second City, Groundlings, UCB, AI, and I also went to AFI, which is a film school, the American Film Institute, and, so yeah, I went to all those places, and one common theme from all those places is that I never finished. I always went, and then I moved on, and then I went, and I moved on, and I went, and I moved on. I slowly come to realize that I'm a person, ever since ever, that, of course, I finish things. There's many things I finish, but there's many places or things that I do, and I do them because I got a very good sense of like where, how far can I go, or how long would it take me to get someplace, and then like if that was it, or if there's more to it. And I always been that type of person that I got a pretty good sense of that. And but I never realized it till now. And and it was like, cuz when I was in Puerto Rico, I had a big decision to make. It was either stay in Puerto Rico, and I had plenty of offers. I had an offer to be part of a touring theater company I also got an offer to do some slight TV work. And I got, and I had a girl that at the time I was, you know, she was the love of my life at the time. And so I had a pretty tough decision. It was either, you know, stay and get all those things, which are pretty nice, or just venture to the unknown, a venture to a new world, a venture to a new place, to an, you know, where I don't know nobody and just start from scratch, start from zero. And it came to the decision, honestly, it came to the decision of the girl, because I was head over heels for her. And I said, listen, I honestly will drop it all. I was so in love that I was like, I will drop it all. I would honestly drop it all and stay there, you know, stay here for you and all that. And she was a big, Jehovah's Witness. And her mom, like, she was, like, really in her ear about me. Because she's a nice lady, but, like, every time, like, you know, me and her were trying to, like, be, like, together, like, she became the devil. She was like, she didn't want her with me, and blah, 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 and da-da-da, and blah, blah. Because she was like, only, like, boyfriends are, don't exist. It's only husbands. Like, you gotta get married and shit, and you're too young to get married now, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, of course I don't want to get married either. It's like, we were, like, in high school. But that's too way too early. And, but still, like, I wanted to be with her, you know? And, so she was like, you know, my mind says something, my heart says another thing. And I'm like, listen, bitch, you gotta make your mind up. You gotta tell me, either you're gonna listen to your brain or your heart. I don't know what none of them motherfuckers are saying, but you should tell me. Because if you tell me yes, I'll stay. If you tell me no, I'll fucking go. Like, you gotta tell me. And she was like, I don't know, I don't know. So guess what? This nigga packed. I left. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that, dude. I am not in the mood to, like, deal with this shit. I would rather go and pursue my dreams and fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. I should have... That's... Oh, my God. That's a definitely... Like, I'm definitely doing that one. That's a great idea that I just came with. What's this song? Hold on. Here we go. It's over here. Okay. I got it. Okay. So, oh, it's gonna be pretty cool. I gotta set it up, though. For next time, I'm definitely gonna have that shit, like, done. No, so basically, I was like, yo, I packed my bags. I gotta rewind all this stuff, okay? So you guys, like, get the full effect. Because the full effect is gonna be pretty awesome. The payoff is so great, okay? So, basically, I packed my shit. I'm like, dude, I'm gone. She didn't make up her mind. So, you know what?
Now, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
What? See, I told you the payoff was pretty sweet. You should have just waited for it.
Fuck that bitch.
Basically, that's what happened. And I left. And, yeah, man. And then I went through that pattern. It's like, okay, I'm going to get that degree. I'm going to go mainly to make my mom happy. Because she was like, go get the degree and then do shit and whatever. Because that's the way society paints you the shit. Like, you go to a good school, then you go to a good college, and you become this, and that's the perfect life. You accomplish becoming a doctor. You got the big house. You got the big wife. You got the big kids. You got the big cars. You got the amazing, I don't know, accountant. You got the life. And you got life insurance, and you got car insurance, and you got TV insurance, and you got underwear insurance. Society. Basically, that's the way it is. the way that they paint you, the way life should be and whatever. And when you're 73, unless I'm talking about the working man, when you're 73, like, that's when you get to retire. 73. But guess what? This guy over here is not waiting for that. So that's why you guys are wake up now. Wake up. No, dude, like, honestly, don't live that life, dude. Like, honestly, find something you love to do. Find a way to do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you what the hell was that, Steve? Like, what the hell? No, but don't let nobody, like, tell you what to do. Because I'm telling you, dude, nobody's gonna live your life. The only person inside your body is yourself. So whatever happens is determined by you. Not your mom, not your dad, not your sister, not your brother, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your pet. Some people blame it on the pet. It was the cat. The cat just wanted me to be at home. He was just saying, stay home. He said, stay home. He literally talked. I had a Dr. Dolittle moment. I literally had it. I completely had it because I heard the cat saying, stay home, Gracie. And Gracie stayed home. Gracie stayed home because Gracie listens to her cats. And I'm not fucking crazy. Don't call me crazy. There's literally people like that, too. There's people like that in the world. And you know what I tell those kind of people? That's what I just wanted to use it again. It's so sweet. So sweet. So freaking sweet and neat. Guys, I'm not going to even lie to you guys. I've been submerged. I've been just on a testosterone rage level lately. Just because I've been watching wrestling, dude. Like, I can't stop watching wrestling. it's insane. It's a syndrome. I might make even a sketch out of this or something. Like, fuck. Like, dude, it's like ever since they released that WWE Network, and I apologize to all, because I know there's a lot of listeners that are like, why the fuck you talk about wrestling? Like, come on, like, I don't like wrestling or whatever. I'm a lifelong fan, and I will ever, forever be, and my dreams are actually coming true. Again, thanks for waking up now. For next year, because I'm going to WrestleMania 31st. Oh my God, dude. And I'm going ringside. Oh my fucking God, dude. Like, that's insane, dude. Oh, that's just like between ultimate dreams. Cause his ultimate dream was just go to WrestleMania. Just go. It doesn't matter where I was sitting. It just go. I could be in the nosebleeds. But just going there was just great. But to actually have the opportunity to go ringside, not only by myself, because by myself, yeah, it would be cool, but it would be cooler if I'm with a group of people. I'm actually going with my freaking girlfriend, with my roommate, with my cousin, with my friend Carla. Like, I'm going with a bunch of freaking people, dude. And it's going to be insane. You guys could come on board. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you already. I'm not even going to say anymore, but wake up now. I'm letting you know. Just go to stevedez.com. Click on work with me. Just click. Nah, but yeah, guys. No, honestly, it's just like, just letting you know. Like, I'm about, like, the next years and years and years of my life are absolutely going to be the most incredible. And it's been already like that, but it's just going to be so awesomer to the top, to the level of, like, I'm going to literally do anything I want. Anything. Literally, I'll be like, yo, I want to go to the NASA building and, like, go train to be an astronaut. I'm going to fucking do that, dude. Guess what? I'm going to do it. Oh, I want to go to McDonald's and slap a waitress. I wouldn't do that. Just letting you know, I wouldn't do that, so don't call the cops on me, because I would never, ever, ever do such a thing. So keep it in your pants, player. Keep it in your pants. Holla if you hear me. Remember when we were young? Voices in the air, hearing loud and clear, it's telling me to listen. I feel like some people tell me sometimes, of course, I know, so don't be just judging me and shit. I know I don't have the best singing voice, and I know I don't have it. But I'm not a bad singer. Like, you know, if I take some classes, I get pretty good, you know? No, I'm not saying I'm going to be like freaking Chris Brown. I mean, anyway, everything now is on studio. Like, I can make myself here amazing with computer freaking Fruity Loops and Pro Studio Beats, whatever the fuck the name of the software systems are. DJ Hero and Guitar Hero. And Call of Duty, whatever the names of the audio software systems are. Pro Tools, that's a real one. See, that's a real one. I was trying to look for the one, but guess what?
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, fuck that. Oh my god, that's gonna be a pretty good sound effect. Of like... I'm just having so much fun with that one. It's just so funny. So freaking funny. Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. Yeah, yeah. All my niggas look rich as fuck. I like how random songs like that just become hits. But it's honestly, the beat is pretty sick. So, just makes you lounge. I like... It doesn't matter. The song could be whack, dude. But if the beat is fucking hot, that song's gonna be hot. No matter what. No matter what, dude. And it has a pretty nice beat. But yeah. I'm going on a crazy face today. I just let it out, dude. I just let all this out. Cause this is basically what the doctor told me to do for therapy. You guys are listening to my therapy right now. This is not even a podcast. This is therapy. I am kidding. I am completely not kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. How annoying is that? I already talked about that. Let me see. What was the most elaborate way? You know, at my school, they used to, in middle school, now that I remember, in middle school, they used to have codes to give each other's answers, which I thought it was extremely elaborate, and just to show you that you can achieve absolutely anything, them motherfuckers at my school created a new code example, created a new language, which they communicated answers, and the teachers would not know. Like, they would tap... they'll be like two, whatever their signal will be for two, and they'll be like, this is B, clap is A, snap snap is C, whatever it is. Like, they will have like different shit that they would do, and they'll be like tap tap tap, pencil, do shit like that, and they're giving each other's answers, and the teachers don't know. And they've been exercising and making this language possible. And just to show you, like, if you really want to get something, you find a way. You find a way. And all they wanted to do was cheat on a test. It could be easily been avoided if they just study for it. And be like, yo, well, that's it. Like, I study for it. I'm pretty ready. I'm okay. But their goal was that. They wanted to cheat the system. So that's what they did. And they accomplished it. So that's pretty cool. I once broke in. I'm going to leave you with this, guys. I once broke in. I once, this other, I'm just remembering middle school a lot right now. In middle school, I remember I had a Spanish test one time. And the Spanish test was hard as fuck. Because it was a new teacher that came, and he was a fucking Nazi. Like, he was a cool guy, but his tests were absolutely incredibly stupid hard. And and talked to about a guy that he didn't really necessarily pay attention in his class, because he would make, like, stand-up comedy in his class, basically. He would just make jokes. And but anyway, I wouldn't pay attention to his lessons anyway. I was too busy with the chicks, with the girls, you know, because I was all about the ladies at that time. So anyway, I miserably failed that test. As soon as I took that test, I'm like, I'm miserable. I'm going to get an F. If I get an F, I'm going to fuck up real bad. Like, my grade is going to go really down and all that and blah, blah, blah. So I went after school. I broke in. The doors were closed. I opened one of the windows. In the windows, I stuck my right hand. In my right hand, I opened the door. I unlocked the door. And when I unlocked the door, which took me like about 10 minutes to unlock the door, because I couldn't reach out. My arms were too freaking... It was skinny enough to get through the window, but it wasn't like lengthy enough to get right there as a knob. So I opened the door and I got in. And then I was just looking for tests and looking for tests and looking for tests and looking for tests. And I found mine. And then I found one of the chicks that I know. She's pretty freaking smart. And and I copy all this shit from her. And then I changed a couple answers. Like, I'm like, so I don't have it exactly like hers. So I changed like two of them. And just by changing those two of them, I got like, I think I got like almost perfect score. And she got like a B+. And so the ones I changed were the ones she had wrong. See how life works? Guys, I'm telling you, you can accomplish everything in life. I didn't want to get an F, so I went and got myself a second chance. I don't condone kids doing that. I'm just letting you know, especially because I know there's a lot of teachers listening to this podcast. And I want to let you know, first, if you're a teacher that gave me that test, I'm like, I'm sorry, that's what I did. So there's nothing you can do about it right now. And if you're a teacher, I'm just letting you know, don't let your students do that shit. Cause them motherfuckers do shit like that like me. Man, but yeah, we come to the end of this podcast. I got to do a bunch of stuff, guys. And I want to give a massive shout out to you, because you're freaking awesome just for listening to this. I hope, I really, 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 really hope that I made your day a little brighter. And if I didn't, guess what? That's exactly it. No, but I really wish, like, I made your day a little brighter, and because that's all I'm trying to do. Trying to keep you on the right path and all that, and keep pushing, keep being positive, because there's a bright new day out there for the world for you to see, and And just remember, there's people that care about you. There's people that love you, even though sometimes they may seem that they're distant. And yeah, just keep pushing, keep trying harder, and keep going, okay? And I want to give a shout out to my amazing, amazing, amazing family of Wake Up Now. You know, giving software solutions for a better life. You want to help manage and save more money and make money too by helping other people and being positive and awesome like me. Just go to stevedeshere.wakeupnow.com to get started, or just go to stevedesh.com and click on the tab that says work with me, and you'll see, you know, the videos and all that, and you'll see the movement by yourself. So anyways, guys, I hope you have an amazing, positive rest of your day. If it's night, good night. If it's morning, amazing freaking day. If it's afternoon, enjoy a piña colada and get caught in the rain, okay? Okay. Well, guys, I'll see you on the next Steve Dez Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.